It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Monday, brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, we will send you to the redheaded stranger, the legend, Willie Nelson, next. But here in the flashback, let us go back to what many refer to as the informal start of the outlaw music movement in country. Really, two moments that kickstarted it, all in
1973.
First, of course, was the first ever Willie Nelson 4th of July picnic. Appropriately held on July 4th, 1973, down in Dripping Springs, Texas. It featured a lineup with Waylon, Kris Kristofferson, Leon Russell, John Prine, and about 40,000 of their closest friends. So much so that they didn't have enough porta potties and they were not ready for this whole thing right there. Willie was actually fined $1,000 for violating the Texas Mass Gatherings Act.
Oh.
But just before that, too, he had a little leverage on his side because the Texas Senate Resolution 687 had proclaimed that day, July 4th, 1973, as Willie Nelson Day. So they say that's kind of where it first started. But musically, Willie, his big hit at the time on the famed landmark album Shotgun Willie that had just come out, had this one on it.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Whiskey River. And the importance of that album and this song, Shotgun Willie, 16th album by the time Willie got around to recording that and releasing it right before, about a month before the July 4th picnic, June 11th, 1973. That's really when we got to know Willie Nelson as we know him now and always seemingly have. He always said this album, quote, cleared his throat. And he kind of severed all ties with the Nashville establishment that was trying to make him something that very much he was not. And this song kind of was the mantra for it. In fact, for years, in fact, I think still to this day, this is the song Willie uses to kickstart a concert. The song itself, Whiskey River, came from another close friend of Willie Nelson, a Texan and formerly a close friend of Hank FM and this show before he passed, and that would be the great Johnny Bush.
And warm my empty heart, she left so cold.
Love it.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Oh, Troubadour, Johnny Bush. Wrote this song on his tour bus after he woke up one morning in Texarkana on the way back from Nashville. And leaving Nashville, had a, quote, heartbreaking experience, so he wanted to drown his sorrows in a metaphorical river of whiskey. There's a good chance it wasn't so metaphorical. Willie heard the song, immediately felt it, loved it, recorded his own version, and Johnny was more than happy to oblige to fork it over, because Johnny was going through a tough time at that, and would even get worse, too, because he ended up having some vocal problems. So the residuals and the royalties from this song actually kept him afloat throughout it. First ever Austin City Limits episode, 1974. Willie Nelson started it with this one. We will take you to 2026's Outlaw Fest next.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Don't let her memory torture me.